Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Freedom Hour on Monday, August 26th, 2013. Let's talk Solove with hosts Joe Doc Terry and Jeff Pomeroy. I'm known around the world as the small business doctor because I've got the prescription for your small business. Call into our live radio show, Let's Talk Solove, at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We're on the air now, and we will talk about what I believe is one of the best home-based businesses ever created. The beginning value proposition is very simple, $49. Unlimited talk, text, and data on the nationwide 4G network of T-Mobile. Now, that in of itself is an amazing value. But remember, that's just the key, the membership that opens the door to an amazing compensation program and other benefits of being involved with Solove. Solove is the first true social commerce company ever created, and we'll talk about what that means. Social Marketplace is a fresh vision similar to Groupon that allows members to take advantage of deals, discounts throughout the economy. Sears, Home Depot, Chevron, 24-Hour Fitness, Starbucks, and many, many others, including local mom-and-pop merchants eventually. I call it the Costcoization of the entire economy, first here in the U.S. of A., and then around the world. Membership has its privileges. The Freedom Hour is brought to you by Solove, and you can find out more about Solove at tour.smart49phone.com. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. But it's also beautiful in McMinnville, Oregon. And business talk that makes sense, or if you will, change. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the Freedom Hour. The four P's, persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. We talk Solove. But wait, there's a fifth P, Jeff Pomeroy. Hey, Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Doc. How are you?
I'm feeling awake and excited today. Because, you know, it's a beautiful Solove day. I am certainly energized after the weekend that I've had. How are you doing today?
Doing super. Nothing like the smell of SIM cards in the morning and getting ready to start the week off.
Absolutely. And we have a special guest from on the other side of the planet. And can you introduce our special guest, Jeff?
Yes, yes. And you're right. She is a very special guest, especially to me, literally on the other side of the planet, from Cagayan de Oro, Philippines. Jazz Garreta is not only a friend and is involved in Solove, but she's also my girlfriend. Jazz, welcome to the show, and happy to have you.
Hello. I'm glad to be here.
So this is unique, and this is something that I've been anxious. You know, we've talked about this for a few weeks. I've been anxious to get Jazz on because I wanted to talk about this possibility. Now, as everyone knows that is in Solove, Solove is going to begin here in the U.S., but eventually we'll be moving to other countries, Europe, Asia, the Pacific Rim, and we've talked about, you know, how this isn't going to happen until next year. It's not something that you should focus on now. So maybe 2014, maybe mid to late 2014 even, but it is going to happen eventually, and there are some ways that people can start today. If they have friends, relatives, acquaintances in other countries that want to get started in Solove and work in Solove, you found a way legally and ethically to do that. And I'd like to explore that briefly while we have Jazz with us.
Okay.
So first question to you, Jeff, is of course you knew Jazz already, but how does she work her business? Because she's not able to, obviously there's no service in the Philippines, but she has lots of friends, potentially relatives here in the U.S., and they can use the service, and so you're utilizing her contacts here in the U.S. to build a business.
That is absolutely correct, and she definitely has friends and relatives, contacts throughout the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's amazing with technology, the internet. It doesn't really matter where you live, as long as you have the ambition. And Jazz definitely has the ambition, the desire and drive to help people and help create a better life, not only for herself and her family, but for her friends and relatives that are here also in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. So Jeff, just take me through it. How did you structure the business? And where does Jazz fit in your organization and so forth?
Well, essentially what I did, it's almost like enrolling a minor. You know, if what I've done is brought her on as a, you know, I sponsored her, but also essentially she's enrolled under my name, Social Security number. And her name is in there as username and password that she has. Mm-hmm. But because she's a foreign national, she cannot enroll directly. Mm-hmm. Again, very similar to enrolling a minor. Mm-hmm. So she enrolls indirectly under my information, but creates her own profile. Mm-hmm. And for us, in our case, once you know, we're considering getting married. And once we get married, then of course that changes everything, because then she gets a Social Security number, comes over here, and I'm end up over there. Mm-hmm. But then you know, we cannot change her status as far as her sponsorship and position in the company with Solovey.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's encouraging to be able to give her this opportunity to be able to work from abroad. And then essentially I pay her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're setting up a business within a business. And so any commissions that are earned, as if it was a minor, I pay them directly myself and keep the records for, you know, tax reasons.
Right. So she's signed up as one of your six. Everyone is allowed to sign up six separate profiles under one Social Security number.
That's right.
But her profile earnings apply to the one purple pay card that you have.
Correct.
So there's not a separate purple pay card for that profile.
She has a purple pay card.
Okay, so there is a separate purple pay card.
Oh, yeah.
For that profile.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then it's very much like signing someone up as a PC1, but as you say, as a minor.
Correct. It's almost exactly the same. As a minor. And so, you know, you just got to think it through. But I don't recommend this to, unless you really have family, friends in another foreign country.
Right.
And they have the experience to be able to market on the internet.
Right.
You know, Jazz has the equipment, and she's good within the Filipino community. And so we're taking advantage of that, me and her, and reaching out to people and sharing Solovey with them, aren't we, Jazz? Jazz, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So Jazz, are you having fun with Solovey?
Yeah, I am.
So tell me, from your perspective, Jazz, what is it about Solovey that drew you to Solovey, beyond the handsome, debonair, terribly persuasive Jeff Pomeroy, but what was it about Solovey that attracts you and attracts your friends and relatives here in the U.S.?
Yeah, actually, all my friends really amaze, you know. They really attract with it because it is quite cheap, and at the same time, they can help to others. Mm-hmm. And then it's awesome. It is good. It's great.
Now, many of your friends, relatives, or let's focus on the people that you have signed up. How many people do you have in your organization, Jazz, that you've signed up?
No, I didn't have much for now.
Not much for now. But of those, they must have perhaps been involved in a previous, like a company or a previous network marketing or multi-level marketing company. They saw the potential here, but do they see something different in Solovey from other companies that they've been involved with?
So far, I got a friend who's working in YES as well. By the time we'll come, very interested in Solovey.
Mm-hmm.
So because he's in quite different on it.
It is different, isn't it?
Yes, it is really different. Quite different.
Than your typical like pill or potion or lotion. You don't have to drink it. You don't have to spread it on your skin.
Yeah, true.
It's something that people use literally every day. Like, in a way, in a sense, I'm using Solovey right now. Even though people can't see us, they all three of us, in a way, but not you, but Jeff and I are using Solovey right now because my phone is right next to me. It's on. It's connected. I can receive a phone call. You know, Jeff, I was just thinking about this. I'm using Solovey every second of every day because my phone is on, it's active, it's waiting for a phone call, it's prepared to take a phone call. And therefore, when we think that Solovey isn't a typical consumption-based company, it is. We're consuming time, in a sense.
You know, that's a very good point. Just making a note of that, using Solovey every day, every minute. And, you know, when you think of it like that, there's not much out there to compare. And like Jazz just said, you know, the price is cheap. It's low. I mean, if you think about a 24-hour day and we're getting per hour, per minute from Solovey, we're getting much more back from the service than we're really paying for, because if you look at it like that on a 24-hour clock,
right,
30 days in a month, we're paying $49 a month, right, Jazz?
True, it's unlimited.
Right.
And what an incredible business to be in. She's got a friend that's also in the Philippines. Her name's Olive, that's working this.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a gentleman in New Hampshire that is on board. His name's Paul, and maybe we can get them on the show at another time. But Paul from New Hampshire now is working Solovey, and he got involved because of a contact from the Philippines. So it's amazing how social media works globally.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's something that, you know, obviously when Solovey is in other countries, we will see the full fruit of that. I was privileged, and I truly mean that, privileged to experience a direct training from Laura Wells, one of the top producers in Solovey. She did a training on Facebook, which is her primary vehicle for developing her organization. She does about a trio a week. It's truly an amazing story, and she does it all through Facebook. And it's, you know, social media, and when it goes global, she'll be able to take that and teach her people, as she does, to take that global. I'm just excited. I'm excited to talk to you about that too. Social Commerce University in San Diego, California, was this past Saturday, and it was awesome.
That is great, and that's what you said about Laura is something that can be taught to anybody that's in the business.
Right.
And this is going to just explode globally. So it's exciting to see the opportunity. I've got friends all over the world as we start to grow. I have a friend in Italy, a family that's missionaries.
Right.
Got a friend of mine that's a musician that's over in France, in Paris.
Right.
So as we open up these other countries in Europe, I'm excited to see what's going to happen in this coming year in 2014.
Right. Now, we want to counsel people and make sure you heard Jeff, that his particular method of expanding internationally is only really appropriate for very close family and friends. Maybe we won't even include friends. It's only appropriate really for family or potential family. But on the other hand, Jazz has her pay card, and she can use it in the Philippines just like you can use Visa anywhere.
Well,
she doesn't actually. I haven't actually mailed it to her.
I have it
here, but essentially just. But you know, actually, she probably could use it over there. I never. I just ended up borrowing money, but. It's, Solovay truly is a global company,
right.
Even though we are not in other countries as of yet, and we're going that direction.
Right.
But, you know, being a little creative, me and her both talked about how we want to be able to reach out to the Filipino community, Asian community,
right.
And for us, it's working. You know, it's just another avenue, and we're starting to see results, aren't we, Jazz? We're starting to get some, we're starting to bring people in, and Jazz is doing that, and she's doing a great job.
More direct questions. Jazz?
Yes?
We are excited about what you're doing in Solovay, and it's just an amazing thing that this can be done, and technology is certainly here. That allows us to be connected at the speed of light all around the globe.
Yeah, that's true.
And it would be the same if we were, New York to L.A. to Tokyo to Hong Kong to Manila to wherever we are going to be. It's wonderful to experience this in real time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so thankful that you were able to join us.
Yeah, I'm so grateful as well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, thanks.
Now, Jeff, do you have some more questions for Jazz?
Well, you know, you say globally, you talk about some of the areas of Asia. She's also has lived and worked professionally in Singapore and working for... Americans over there in the Singapore, and so the connections that she has and that she's working from the Philippines, again, is a global thing. And under the right conditions, with a family member or a close friend, this can work. It's a little bit of a niche, but if people have questions about what me and Jazz are doing out of the Philippines, they can just call me direct at 971-267-0258 or send their questions over to Mr. Jeff 27 at Gmail. But Jazz, is there anything you would like to add before we let you go about what you're doing? And in fact, actually, is there anything you'd like to add?
No. I'm just very thankful.
Hmm.
Okay, great. Well, I will ask you, I do want to ask you a couple of questions real quick, because it really is no different. I don't want anybody that's listening to this to think, you know, there's some magic or something that we're doing completely different, and there's not. It's just work. And Jazz started with a list of friends, like I recommend. And is that correct, Jazz?
Yes, that's right.
And then you went down that list and started contacting people through the internet. And you're getting results. People are starting to want to have more information, and they're having questions. Is that right?
Yes.
So the same principles that we're using in the U.S. Works really anywhere, and she's taking what I'm teaching her and using it back with her contacts in the U.S. And Jazz, you're getting results. You're enrolling people, and you've already got a couple people, you know, Olive and Paul, and we're working on some other people today.
That's true. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, and looking for more.
Yes, we are.
Working for more.
That's great.
It is great, and this is the way forward. I mean, you know, if not through this particular arrangement, business arrangement that you have, but the way forward to work with people in other countries is probably going to be a lot of back and forth, because obviously, you know, the marketplace here is not just one monolithic English language market. The market in the U.S. is Spanish and Tagalog and Russian and Polish. I mean, I'm from Chicago, and Chicago has one of the largest Polish populations outside of Warsaw, and one of the largest Lithuanian populations outside of Vilnius, Lithuania. Very good friends of mine from high school from Lithuania. We used to watch Lithuanian opera when we were in high school. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange, but it's really funny. Lithuanian opera, and they wear really funny costumes and so forth. And the thing about that is, though, there's lots of niche ethnic, cultural, ethnic language markets here in the U.S. that can be very strong, I mean, strongholds for Solovay. For instance, I mean, we've talked about this, and we talked about it especially, oh yeah, Jeff, I have a lot of, you know, I'm thinking back and forth, I have some great tidbits to share with you from the Social Commerce University, but the one tidbit is, you really, obviously you only need 54 people to become a thousandaire. And one thing that Stacy said was, yeah, you can build up, you know, you need, you know, four or five trios yourself, and then you need to encourage your PC1s and PC2s. But heck, if you're really disciplined about it, you want to make thousandaire, just sign up 54 people yourself. If you want to get there, get there. And then you can explain how you did it to your people, and then they can do it. And obviously some will do better than others, but don't limit yourself to what you think you can get other people to do. If you want to be a thousandaire, the shortest, straightest path is to go out and get 54 signups.
I agree, and that's what we're doing. And you're right about the niche markets, and you know, really, that's what Solovay is all about. It truly comes down to relationship marketing. We're having success right out of the Philippines because of the relationships that Jazz has,
right,
and the training she's getting from me, and our relationship, we're able to have a positive influence on other people.
Right.
And she's got a friend that's also in the Philippines in the same city that's doing the same thing now she is. And so both these ladies are going to be able to create an income for themselves that will literally change their lifestyle economically. So this is such a positive thing that Solovay is doing. And I know, Jazz, you're excited about what's happening, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Getting excited and excited.
Now,
what does Olive think? Olive came on board not too long ago. What's your feedback from Olive about what she's doing and where she's at?
Yeah, she's doing great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to work at it.
Yeah, yep, she is. And she's working from a laptop just like you are, and
yes.
But teaching people throughout the United States.
It's true.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it is. So, if you don't mind, Joe, Jazz, if you'd like to say something about Solove, you know, unlimited voice data text, just for the audience to hear, but also for friends that you'll share this with, is why don't you say something about Solove that you like to share with people in Visayan, in your language?
Okay, I can do that. All right, okay. I would like to share this Solove to all my friends who is working in USA. Okay, I would like to translate to Bisaya, okay? To my own language.
Yes.
Yeah, because I got a lot of friends working there in USA. Same here, from Cedillo in Cagayan de Oro. So, gusto na ko nila na matry ang Solove because it is more, they can get more benefits on it, and then at the same time, they can help to other people, those who needed, you know. I would like to ask them to enroll as soon as possible, so they won't regret it, so they will be more happy and comfortable about it. So that's all.
Great. Well, salamat, baby.
Yeah. Okay. You're welcome.
Great.
Well, we were very happy to have you on and get to hear from you from the other side of the world, literally. And we're making this work for us,
mm-hmm.
and we're having success with it and fun with it.
Mm-hmm. So, Jazz?
Yes.
Can you tell everyone what, you know, the basic reasons that they should get involved with Solove, and then
mm-hmm.
give them contact information, but in your own native language.
All right, okay. They can contact me to www.solove.jazz79. So, or they can also
But
contact
don't ask
me
him. Don't
Facebook.
Ask him. Don't ask him in English. Ask him in your language. Yeah.
Okay, sure. Makontak ko ninyo sa www.solove.jazz79 or makita sad ko ninyo sa, no, sa Facebook, through Facebook. And, yeah, I would like to see you all.
Okay. Jeff, I think we're going to have to give Jazz a script and tell her just say the script in her native language.
There you go.
We'll do that next time.
Okay, well, I think Jazz, this is probably your first time you're on a radio show in the U.S., isn't it?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, that's right. And I'm here from Philippines.
Well, you
just really so excited.
You did a great job for your first time.
Yeah, Jazz, where are you located in the Philippines?
Cagayan de Oro. From Mindanao.
Give us an idea, you know, of the Philippines, north, south, east, or west. Where are you?
Northern Mindanao.
Northern Mindanao. And
now that's, so people know, Joe, if they're familiar with Asia, most people know where Manila is.
Yeah.
It's, and if you know where Cebu is, Manila is the largest city in the Philippines. Cebu, the second largest city, which is south, of there, about a 90-minute flight, and then about another 90-minute flight south of Cebu is Cagayan de Oro, and Jazz, that's the third largest city in the Philippines. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. You're right.
So it's about probably a 3-hour flight south of Manila. Is that right, Jazz?
Yep.
Okay. So this is this city. It's the third largest city in the Philippines. And so what does that mean in terms of population, the third largest city? What's the population?
The population is quite big.
Okay. It's quite big.
Yeah.
Can you put a number
on it? Yes, city.
Yeah. How many people?
Millions of people.
Like?
Yes, our city is a big city.
Yes. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Let's Talk Solove from the Philippines with Joe Doc Terry and Jeff Pomeroy, and we're bringing to you all the information that we can find on Solove, one of the best business opportunities we believe ever created, the ability to partner with T-Mobile. And it's like, as we're now saying, it's like the meeting of T-Mobile, Facebook, and Groupon. If you think about the advantages and the synergies of those three companies, melding together, that's what we're about here at Solove, social commerce, and soon. That will be the order of the day, social commerce marketplace. It's coming September 21st on our first anniversary as a company, and we're going to be releasing the Solove marketplace, and that is that's the big news coming at the end of September. So Jeff, I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about Social Commerce University.
Yes, yes. And Jazz, definitely stay on the line and finish hearing the show.
Yeah.
Amazing with the internet, you can listen to the show, the radio show that we broadcast Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays from anywhere in the world.
Right.
And Saturday, you had the opportunity to go down to San Diego and go to Solove University.
Right.
And just share with us, Joe, what did you learn? Now, this started Saturday morning.
Right.
And just getting right into it, you had guest speakers. And what was the biggest thing you probably took away? And then share with us more detail.
Okay. Well, those people that know about the compensation program of Solove know that Solove has gone through great lengths to make this compensation program accessible and achievable by the ordinary individual. That is, they have $49 a month, unlimited everything for mobile phone service on the T-Mobile network. Now, that's a great deal, and it's something that people can get behind without spending new money. Like we were saying, everyone that wants a cell phone, wants to be in contact and communication with friends, family, and business colleagues, has a cell phone, and it's not considered an additional expense. So you get involved with Solove, fine. $49 plus tax a month, fine. But how do you make money? Well, you add trios. You add people, and as you get groups of three, you get paid $20. Great. You get nine people involved. That's three groups of three. That's $60. That pays for your service. Now, your service is free, and you have a story. That's something that's very powerful in the direct sales industry, is to have a story, and it's very achievable for someone who isn't a great network marketer, someone who's just starting out, just nine people involved, and they have a story, and it's powerful. But as you go up the ranks, you now, like in all network marketing direct sales companies, you're depending on other people to perform. There's no difference with Solove. If you want to achieve, for instance, a social networker, you have to have the first level is social partner to get a guaranteed $250 bonus from the company in addition to your regular commissions. this is on top of your regular commissions. You have to have so many trios. I think it's you have to have four. That's 12 people. But you have to have a total group of 30. So people spend a lot of time working with their team and so forth. And that's good. That teamwork is good. But one of the most salient features to come out of the social commerce, something that Stacey Wallace is really pushing these days now, is what she calls the 120 mentality. And that phrase, the 120 mentality, was often quoted throughout the day, because when Stacey first introduced it, the bottom line is this. In our compensation program, you can rise through the ranks. First 250, then 1,000, then 2,500, then 5,000, then 10,000. Then the top position in the company is social executive. Well, to be a social executive, you have to have a combination of people you've brought into the business plus the people that they've brought into the business, what's called your PC1 and PC2s. You have to have a total of 40 trios in your PC1 and PC2s to be qualified for what's called the social executive. And what Stacey is saying now is you have to have a 120 mentality. 40 trios in your PC1 and PC2 is 120 people. 40 trios, 40 times 3, 120 people. And her new mantra is you got to have 120 mentality. You got to go out and get 120 people. And you want to find people that want to go out and get 120 people, because when she started with 12. Now, they had been talking about 3, they'd been talking about 6, and then she and her brother, who happens to be the CEO of the company, finally settled on the number 12, which was, you know, very resonant with her, and because she's a devout and committed Christian. And she said, if Jesus can do it with 12 disciples, we should be able to do it with 12 people in our organization. So she went out and got 12, but then the requirement was that they had to go out and get 12. And if they could do that, great, they're in the group. If they can't do that, well, you know, this will be a different opportunity, but it'll be later for you. Anyway, she went out and got 12 that got 12. That's 144. Now she's saying, you need to go out and get 120, and you need to find people who have the mentality to want to go out and get 120. So, Jeff, let's start with that. What do you think about the 120 mentality?
Well, she's right on, and that's what I'm pushing for. I'm literally right now in a race challenging myself. Hmm. I set my goals and challenge myself every day, every week, every month. And that's where I'm at. I'm on the pathway right now to get to the first leadership position. Mm. And so she's absolutely right. It's and I love, you know, when I first heard of Solovey and I heard of the 12, and then the original founding members were 12. Mm. And I just thought, wow, this is interesting because of the 12 disciples. Mm. So I like that idea.
Yeah.
But I remember Stacey's story last year, hearing her speak, and she's right on the money about this, you know, going out and getting 120. And this may not be for everybody. So for people that are listening to this thinking, you know, I just want my phone service for free, or I'm just happy becoming a thousandaire, you know, that's okay. Mm. All of us are at different levels. But for those that are really building this as a full-time income, like myself, mm-hmm. And I know Jazz is working towards that as well, as a full-time income, is that when you go out and have that mentality of 120, and that's what you're going to be striving for, what Stacey had mentioned that I heard last year is that you go out and you find business partners. You go out there and you're looking for people that are going to be builders and build this. You're not just looking for customers, which is okay. You're going to find them, you're going to have them, you're going to enroll them. Mm-hmm. But you're really also focusing on that 120 of being business partners that got the drive to duplicate what you're doing. And once you find them, you're off and running, and this will continue to build itself. And I'm seeing that in my own organization and my own team right now. So I'll take everybody and help them with great cell phone service, but I'm also looking for my top 120 mm-hmm. to build and build and build. So that's my take on it.
Yeah. Now, you know, there, people that know the compensation program of Solovay will understand and relate to what we call the 40% rule. Part of the compensation program basically says that to achieve higher and higher levels in the company, you can't have more than 40% of your basically of your team to come from one connection that you have. Basically, you can't sign up a superstar and then retire to the Philippines, because that would be unfair to sign up one superstar like Jazz, and then she does all the work, and then you retire to the Philippines and you know, make babies all day. It just that's not fair. What is fair is that they've said the 40% rule. Only 40% a minimum of 40% of your trios to achieve ranks, higher ranks in the company, can come from one line. And then, therefore, you have to develop other lines and other leaders. Well, when you think in a 120 mentality, that takes care of everything. There's no boundaries or rules or limitations that the company can ever come up with that will apply to you, because you develop the 120 mentality in your group. Everyone's going out and getting 120, then, you know, 40% rule blown completely out of the water. You never have to worry about that. Now, I have to say, just as I'm trying to be an honest reporter of what Social Commerce University is all about, you know, Stacy talked about how, you know, the company focuses on a million thousandaires. Their concept is they don't want 1,000 people making $1 million. What they want is 1 million people making thousands of dollars. That is, the company is focused, very, very focused on the thousandaire as being the key. If there's a position in the company that the company wants everyone to achieve no matter what, it's thousandaire. They're really focused on that. They want people to achieve that level of success because they want to go horizontal. They want to reach millions, right? Mm-hmm. But Stacy said, hey, you know what? I know why you're here. Social Commerce University, which is not the company, Social Commerce University, which is a whole separate thing, it's field-driven and field-led. Social Commerce University is for people who want to get rich. Social Commerce Company is for people who really want to achieve, you know, $1 million a year is really just about $80,000 a month. And $80,000 a month is very well achievable within the Solovay compensation program. We're talking, you know, it's $40,000 a position, isn't that right? And you get 6 positions per Social Security number. So, or is it $20,000 per position?
It's Joe. It's $20,000. But see, here's what we're thinking. We're thinking right now, and I love how you're describing this. Mm-hmm. $20,000 position that maxes out as we currently, as of today, know it.
Right.
But you and I and Jazz know what's coming down the pipe. Jazz knows what's going on because I explained with her and talked with her about this, is the marketplace.
Right.
The marketplace is coming in September 21st.
Right.
That's going to change our commission structure and add more income.
Right.
And so now what we know as far as commissions is going to rise and create more.
Right.
Then we're not stopping at marketplace. We have other things that are being developed that are going to be rolling out.
Right.
So who really knows where the end game is? I mean, you know, Ryan has knows he's got it laid out. But as far as Solovay members, we know there's more products coming out. We know there's going to be more services rolling out in 2014 and 2015.
Right.
But how's it change and increase the commissions for people, and how greatly? It's we don't know yet, and I just know the potential to create more than $20,000 a month per position is here. And I've been self-employed 27 years. I've never seen a company that has such a real opportunity for the average person to do this. You brought up a minute ago about, you know, Ryan's dream is not to create 1,000 millionaires, but to take 1 million people and create thousandaires.
Right.
And that's what I was impressed about back in October when I was looking at this. Is that this company is really set up for the average person to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of people, maybe just to add an extra $1,000 a month to their income. And that can change their lifestyle, right, Joe?
Right.
And so and in the Philippines, for example, an extra $1,000 a month is a whole lifestyle change because that is more than a full-time income over there.
Right. Right.
So globally, what it does is going to be incredible as we position ourselves. But I'm excited about the future with Solovay, and I'm excited that Ryan and his team has really laid out a plan that is puts everybody on a level playing field. You know, you mentioned it a minute ago. You can't come in and ride on the back of a rock star all the way to the bank,
right.
or to the Philippines.
Right.
But you have to still work, and I have to get up every day, and I do. I have a routine I do. I get up every day, and I work Solovay,
mm-hmm.
and part of my success, and I can see why Jazz is starting to have success, is that we're both consistent. We do something with Solovay every single day, but they've leveled the playing field. Don't you agree?
And that's for me.
Yeah, no, they've leveled the playing field, right, Joe?
Yeah.
So the average person can really do this. If they put in the time and they put in the effort and they study and they go out and work Solovay every day,
right.
They have the same opportunity as somebody that's in the Philippines or somebody here in the States.
Right.
It doesn't matter what background you have,
right.
A high school education or a college education or somewhere in between,
right.
As long as you work this and learn this,
right.
You have the same opportunity as the next person. There is no – some of these companies, you know, if you get in with the right crowd, you're going to go somewhere. Here,
mm-hmm.
It's a level playing field. And Ryan has made it that way to give everybody that gets involved the opportunity to take it to wherever that they want to go with it and create that level they want.
Right. Now, yes. And to be perfectly honest, there were several other – things talked about at Social Commerce University. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like it was all about money. It was about training so that people can achieve just the first few levels of the compensation program or just their first trio. It was very balanced. It was excellent. I couldn't, I cannot express how much I think that this is the right path forward to have social commerce universities all across the country. This is not a company-sponsored event. It is all driven from the field by the door price and the donation of time. These people that are speaking are donating their time. They're not paid. Their expenses, some part of their expenses are covered perhaps, but they're not paid. For instance, there was talk about how to become a thousandaire in 90 days or less, how to use Facebook to create endless traffic. That was a session by Laura Wells, and it was fantastic. Mastering Solovay's online tools. We have a full back office in Solovay that's free when you sign up. When you get your mobile phone service for $49 and sign up as a social member, you get this full back office that includes all these marketing tools for free. There's ShareSolove.com, which is free. You can also pay for the pro version, but the free version is very effective. And then I would have to tell people, there's also they talked about how to enroll nonprofits, which was amazing. Stacy has some extensive resources on enrolling nonprofits, and there's lots of movement within the company to make things more palatable for nonprofits. You can find out more about that at empoweredliving.biz, empoweredliving.biz, and then you'll look at resources and go down to webinars, and you can find out more about enrolling universities and nonprofits, I mean. And then I want you to go to ShareSolove.com, and then mercy.ShareSolove.com. That's it. M-E-R-C-Y, mercy.ShareSolove.com. And you will see a landing page. This is not keyed to anyone's business, but you will see a landing page which is built in to the back office for ShareSolove.com. You have to be, I think, a paid member, $19.95 a month, to take access or to take advantage of this. But you can specialize this. You can put your own banner at the top. You can put, literally, you could put your own video in the middle and change the text around, I believe. But it's very powerful to have a lead capture page for nonprofits that doesn't talk about trios and doesn't talk about what they call the trigger words, the words that trigger in the minds of nonprofit leadership. Oh, that's a direct sales. Oh, that's one of those multi-level marketing. We don't want to be involved with them. Well, they're taking all that language out, so give it a try. Mercy.ShareSolove.com. Jeff?
I think you're absolutely right on the money with how they're the structure of the language. Yeah. I signed up a big nonprofit organization last week, and that was one of the concerns that came up. But when he was looking at Solove, because the director and the founder of this nonprofit organization called United by Media, they get hit up quite a bit. And he said he's never seen any organization like Solove. He said, this is something that the people in their organization already use. He said, the way it's structured, I said, this actually can work with our model and what we're doing affecting communities. And he was actually excited. I could see the enthusiasm in Todd's eyes and his face. And here's a gentleman that himself is handicapped. And this organization is of handicapped individuals that are reporters. And this guy was just beaming with excitement because he saw the potential. Mm-hmm. And here is a guy that he gets, you know, things thrown at him all the time. But because of how Solove is structured, he saw something here for his members, for his organization to reach out and really make a difference with Solove. So I love this company. It's unlimited to anyone.
Right. It is. And I'm very excited about nonprofits in general. Jeff, you signed up a nonprofit just last week.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank
wow. You really are taking this to the next level. That's amazing.
And that's my second nonprofit. I'm actually working on a third right now.
Yeah.
We're excited. In fact, I'm going to be talking to Jazz more about working with some nonprofits here in the United States that have connections back to in ministry work back into the Philippines, that have ministries here set up, but minister and support ministries and churches in the Philippines by getting to those organizations that are established here in the U.S. both me and her also are devoted Christians, and really do, you know, the bottom line for me and Jazz is to really spread the message of Jesus Christ. But, mm-hmm. you know, when you do that, you still have to make a living. You still have to eat and clothe yourself.
Right.
And Solove is the way that we've chosen to do that.
Right, right. That is very impressive, I'm always amazed by how much work and how much success you're having working from McMinnville, Oregon.
Yeah, I'm just south of Portland, but I do a lot of it from home. I do get out locally as well. And I do want to help people. It doesn't matter if they're in my organization or not. Solove is a global company, and they have a global vision. And it's just a matter of time till we actually physically have a footprint in these countries. You know, we have a very small footprint right now in the Philippines, and today's call has been a good example of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thankful that Jazz was able to come on, but. Before we go, Joe, we've got a few minutes left.
Yes.
If you can just, we'll talk more on the university on Wednesday. I'd love to talk more about it. But
yes.
One last word you could share with us about the university, and then if people want to get a hold of you, the mm-hmm. best way to reach you,
mm-hmm.
and the best way to reach me also is just www.solove.com, JP27 or 971. 267-0258. But also, why don't you tell us your last thoughts with the university, the biggest thing you brought from it, and how they can reach you.
Okay. Social Commerce University. This is a labor of love from Stacy Wallace, the number one money earner in Solove. Her vision it can really be summed up in empoweredliving.biz. It's a website devoted to increasing the resources and tools available to everyone in Solove. It's not about Stacy Wallace and her organization. It's about everyone. And so that's the number one resource for the whole company. There's midway down the page, there's a place to put in your name and email and sign up for the newsletter for empoweredliving.network. You absolutely need to do that if you're in Solove. And this is from the field. This is from the bottom up. This is not sponsored by or organized by or run by the company. And Stacy made it clear, and this is something that everyone in the room understood and that you should understand. You know, Solove is controlled by, organized by, and managed by people who know how to build a business, a corporation. They have their perspective, but their perspective isn't always 100% in line with the perspective of the people in the field. And as much as we love Solove, and as much as we all appreciate the company and the corporate culture there, They are not us. We are the field. We have our own perspective, and Social Commerce University is really focused on us in the field, in the trenches, and it was wonderful. My contact information, facebook.com/Joe Doc Terry, or you can call me at 424-225-1099, 424-225-1099. And Jeff?
Great. Well, thank you for sharing. And we'll definitely, folks, go into a little more on university on Wednesday.
Right.
And but it's been a great show.
Yeah.
And they also can find me and Jazz on Facebook. Me, it's just Facebook Jeff Pomeroy, P-O-M-E-R-O-Y.
Right.
But another great show, Doc.
It's been great. So, I think what I'd like to, you know, this is going to be the end of, in the next 20 seconds, the end of the live feed, but we're gonna add some spice to it. So if you want to hear that, you'll have to listen to the archive. We're going to add that in another 10 seconds when the live feed ends. But
yes, before we go, I'd just like to tell everybody why we have a couple seconds. I want to thank Jazz for coming on and being a special guest. It was great to have her live from the Philippines today.
Thank you, Jazz.
Thank you, thank you, and you're welcome.
Great, good. What I wanted to do, Jeff, just at the end, was to play for people a piece that we haven't played for them yet, which is we're no longer in the live feed, but this will be recorded for the archive version. And that is Jim Ryan talking in, I want to say, actually late 2011. Early 2012. I think this was recorded prior to the launch, and it could be more like 6 months to 8 months prior to launch. So this is early on. We haven't played this yet, so I want to play it. Now, it's kind of long. It's 6 minutes. So what do you think, Jeff? Do you mind? Hello? Jeff, are you there? Oh, he's going through some issue with connection, but he'll be back. Jazz sort of dropped off there, but I think Jeff is coming back. Yes, I think so. No, he dropped off too. Why? Why are they dropped off? Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna continue. I'm gonna go ahead and play this for you for the archive because I love it and it's 6 minutes. Enjoy. This is Jim Ryan, head of products for Solovay. Early
mobile
on.
Service is really just the first thing that we're putting through this platform. What this platform is a couple of very simple yet profound things we believe. One, it is a means to very easily and simply onboard people into the system. And it's starting out with mobile service, but it could be a bunch of it. We might be selling energy tomorrow. We could be selling offers and promotions like they do at Groupon. But it's how do you get people into the experience quite simply and easily? And do it online. Do it such that someone can come to a site or someone can be directed to a site by somebody and very simply get into the experience. Sign up, provide some information, and boom, you're in. That's the first part that we've been working hard on. But really once you get into the experience, that's really where the magic starts to happen because what we've built is we've actually built three companies and three platforms that we've combined, and we're really the first ones on the planet to combine these things. That's a whole mobile virtual network operator, so that's a whole mobile service in and of itself. That's your $49 unlimited voice, text, and data service. That is everything kind of which we're focused on right now as our first product. That in and of itself usually takes about 18 to 24 months and $10 to $20 million worth of investment to build in and of itself. So we built that. Then we went and we built our own social network. So we basically built everything that Twitter is and half of what Facebook is on our own platform. And we did that because we really wanted the Solovay community to have its own voice, to have its own level of engagement, and to have its own level of interaction outside and apart from the social networks. And then the third thing we built was a whole commerce platform. So we have now, when you come into the experience, you'll be able to interact with the other members of the community, the other members of your network. And then you'll also be able to, based upon your activities, you will directly see reward from those activities. So if you bring in more members, they consume more services, whether they are doing offers and promotions or whether they're buying energy or whether they're buying mobile service, the system will track what those activities are, and you will be directly rewarded and compensated for those activities. And not only have we just built the platform to allow those transactions to take place and to monitor those transactions, we've also built a platform that on a real-time basis, we see what's happening, and we inform and motivate everyone within the network. So as soon as you go and do something, as soon as someone comes in and signs up and says, I want to get mobile service, great. Automatically, we see that happen in the system. We see that you're the one who recommended them, that you've been connected to them as their sponsor. And boom, we pop you up a little notification saying, hey, congratulations, this new dude just joined. Great. You reach out. You're like, hey, you know, welcome, you know, let's figure this out, let's go do some stuff. But the key point being that the system tracks all that, and then the system helps to inform and then motivate everyone to go take the next action. And it's really never been, nothing like this has ever really been built before. And as you put together these three worlds of the mobile world, the social world, and the commerce world on one platform, that's when you really see it start to come to light, where this is something that is quite practical and easy to do. We think this is something that, both on the web and on your mobile device, that this is something that's fun and engaging and rewarding. And we think people will be doing playing Solovay more than they play Angry Birds today. Except the difference is Angry Birds, all that does is wear down your battery and drain your eyes, where Solovay is actually going to put money in your pocket. So, you know, our intention is to deliver an experience that really is engaging and interesting and compelling, and from there really start rewarding folks. And I think the last part of this, from a platform standpoint, is what we'll be able to do in terms of easily allowing folks to connect up to their existing networks. So we're going to have a whole thing called Outreach Manager, which will allow you to go and to send your emails and to send your Facebook posts and your tweets, and then very easily be able to track what's happening with all that activity as people come back in and take a look at the Solovay network and they decide to join, and how we connect you back up again and basically close the loop so that you can reach outbound with your existing relationships, bring folks into the Solovay community, and then continue to benefit, and then basically, you know, it's like shampooing, you know, it's just like rinse and repeat, just do it over and over again. And the net of this is that we think that we can fundamentally change a few major, major industries. One, the whole concept of advertising has kind of had its day. We think most advertising is a waste of money, and we think that this means to go and directly distribute things through relationships is the future, and the future in a big way. And we think that there's a lot of stuff we can put to this distribution channel. The second key industry is the mobile industry. So there's a lot of waste in mobile today. There's a lot of people paying way too much money and not getting enough benefit, and we think we can just, you know, roll over a lot of what's happening there and really offer a very distinct and high-value service. And the third industry we think we can fundamentally change is the whole consumer internet. You know, why the likes of, you know, a few executives in Facebook and a few executives in the likes of Groupon, you know, making billions of dollars where everyone else is just a user and being used. So, and that's where we come up with our concept of creating, you know, millions of thousandaires. We want to take that money and just hand it back out, kind of like Robin Hood, I guess. But there's a tremendous amount of money and value creation that is sitting in a few people's hands today. And what we're intending to do is hand that back over to the folks who actually create it, the folks who actually produce the value. And through that, we think that we can create a very new fundamental dynamic of how business gets done and how value gets exchanged. And can really actually act as a watershed for a lot of change in behavior across these industries.